Well, I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, if you and I are going to show off the new creation, if we're going to give anyone something they want, if you're going to give anyone a chance to come right with God, then you're going to have to stop bragging and boasting in the flesh and judging everybody's flesh, including your own, and get out of that hell and say, you know, I've been saved. What am I doing here? I'm still living by the old rule. And you'd be amazed how many Christians can be saved for decades and they still live by the old rule of judgmentalism. The truth of the matter is the new rule is to glory in one thing. Not Randall Vincent doing so great and coming along fabulously and serving Almighty God. That's nothing to glory in, but for the grace of God, he's finished. The trouble is we've raised a generation of Christians who feel compelled to push themselves to the forefront. To say, I'm good, I'm better. No, I'm the best. And as a result of which, pride kicks in and makes a hell for us, a terribly hard hell, because now we have something dishonest to live up to. Have you thought of that? We live up to this dishonest idea that there's something about us that's special and wonderful and admirable, and therefore I feel better about myself because you're admiring me. When the new rule says, you get your identity from Christ. You get all your credit from being in Christ, in God. And the new rule you live by says, the glory, all the time goes to God. So it doesn't matter what Eileen is like. It doesn't matter who she is. You see, we live in such a plastic world. We measure by our cars. We measure by our clothes and jewelry. We measure by our appearance and our height and our weight. We measure by our house and the location of it. We measure by so many things, and that's all of the world. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Mm-hmm. Now, folks, we need to settle what those terms mean for all that is in the world. He's not talking about for everything that's on planet Earth. That's not the world, although we use it that way in English. That world there is a system. For all that's in the system, Satan sets up. All Satan's system can do is offer you an out based on the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, and that is in diametric opposition to the new rule, which says you'll glory in the cross alone. Yeah. This is why people's faith doesn't work. This is why the blessings don't flow. This is why they don't get healed. They're coming to God to commend themselves and one another.
Right.
And not only is that an insult to the cross, but it immediately says to the needy, I'm going to have to be better than this to be accepted. So that when I get up here and preach a sermon about the fact that we're made accepted in the Beloved, and the Beloved is Jesus, you don't believe me. Well, if I was made accepted in the Beloved, how come you haven't accepted me? I'm in the Beloved. And that's the most truthful thing they ever thought. But it keeps them in the box because they know just come out of that box and they're done for. Just come out of that box and they're finished. Just come out of that box. Just come out of that box and see what'll happen to you. The truth of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we live by a new rule. And it's not a new rule that forces itself on you. You see, listen now, get this. This is big for you. The old rule endears itself to humanity through the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It makes its appeal through these things. And it's an easy appeal because we can see it and smell it and taste it and eat it and touch it. But the new rule makes its appeal to faith alone.
Amen.
Do you believe that on the cross, as the scriptures say, Jesus overcame the world? Fear not, he said. I have overcome the world. I've overcome the system. You have to take that by faith. And sometimes your feelings are screaming the exact opposite. Sometimes everything you know is in your face saying the exact opposite. So on the one hand, you see, here's the problem. You know, how did that get to that stage where it just became something by faith? Garden of Eden. When they rejected the love of God and went downhill from there, my friends, all of a sudden, the competition became great. There was no competition until there was something to compare to. As long as they were bathed in the love of Almighty God and the glory of God and the relationship to Him, there was nothing to compare to. How does it get better than this? But as soon as you have the knowledge of good and evil and our incapacity to deal with it, handle it, judge wisely, you have all the possibilities arise up of success and failure in the world's eyes, which is all about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You're not a success if you do this. You are a success if you do that. And Christians have bought into it. Now you listen to me. The Bible says we are in the world and we have all things freely to enjoy, but not to abuse it. In other words, look, though there's a certain level of pride, certain level of lust, a certain level of eye pleasure that we all enjoy. Right. And it's normal. We do have eyes, we do have hands, we do have mouths. But, ladies and gentlemen, when it violates Calvary love and the cross, you've just overstepped the mark. And you are now going to get back into the business of packaging people in little cold cells all by themselves, where they're afraid of exposure, afraid of this, afraid of that, safe. It's funny, with the most terrifying thing that trapped us in this cell actually becomes so oppressive and overwhelming that it becomes our savior. The lies I had to come up with to get myself feeling better about myself, that I hated doing, I've become so accustomed to that now I enjoy lying. I'm a liar, because lying saves me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Lying gets me what I want that I can't have if I didn't lie.
Right.
Now you know why God hates lies, that you're all going to go to hell, man. You've been deceived. You've been fooled. You're in a box and you drunk your own juice. The devil, the Bible says, was a liar from the beginning. There's no lying in God. He's the way, the truth, and the life.